Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Astrology with Alice. I'm your host, Alice Bell, and today is Monday, March 11th. This week's going to be interesting. I, for one, have transit Saturn in Pisces, exactly conjunct my natal moon in Pisces this week. I really want to do an episode elaborating on what has come up with this transit, because I know a lot of other people who follow my content and listen to this podcast have a Pisces moon too, and we're all going through it right now. Let's just say that. And it's interesting. I've gotten these back-to-back Saturn transits. Like in 2021, I had Saturn conjunct my sun. Then in 2022, I had my Saturn return exact. And now here we are, 2024, I have Saturn on my moon. And it's really interesting to contrast. Like, I feel like I finally have an understanding of what's the difference between all of these transits. Like with Saturn to my sun, it was a lot about external goals and working hard on what people were seeing and what I was putting out into the world. Whereas with Saturn conjunct the moon, it's very much a private transit. It's like, I want to keep to myself. We're kind of working on what's going on internally within me, and that's really not visible. So stay tuned on more information regarding what, if anyone else is going through these tough Saturn transits, I'm going to come out with an episode soon to talk about that. Okay, let's reel this in. Let's head back to this week. So kicking things off, just the overall vibe for this week, like we had that new moon take place a day ago on March 10th, and now we're coming off of the energy of the new moon, and we're in the building phase for the next few days. And actually, this week and next week, we're headed to a lunar eclipse in Libra, which will occur on March 25th. So change is really in the air, and you may start to notice that projects or other things happening in your life really start to have like this sense of urgency. Like, this needs to get done now. It's time to kind of change my priorities and make adjustments in my life. So see how that's starting to kick in already, even though we're still 2 weeks out from that lunar eclipse. It is like, that's the next lunation coming up. So that's what we're building to this week. Okay, starting this forecast off on Monday, March 11th, we have the moon in Aries all day. So we're starting off the week pretty strong. Like, you're going to be ready to get things going. Aries moon keywords to keep in mind for all day Monday and all day Tuesday, because it continues on in this sign for the next couple of days, are probably having higher energy. You might be ready to initiate and form new opportunities, establish new relationships, whether that's platonic or romantic, set new habits in stone, really get going with like making changes in your life and wanting to see developments happen. You may also like feel more independent, or you're asserting yourself with greater confidence. However, I would try to be mindful of like coming across as like overly bossy or just not being mindful of how other people are feeling. With Aries, it's very self-focused, and you can sometimes be blind to like how other people might be sensitive to the stuff that you're saying. Or if you're wanting to move fast and get ahead with something, maybe other people aren't on the same page yet. So try not to be pushy or really impatient, because those feelings might come up. You may notice that you're like emotionally reacting quickly to things, and it's like you're having these strong reactions, but you're not holding a grudge. Like, you're not holding on to any anger or upset. It's just quick to react to people. So also be mindful of that, because maybe you need to take some time out to reflect or do some breathing exercises if you find yourself really worked up about a situation on Monday or Tuesday. Later on in the day, on Monday, is a bit trickier. So we're talking nighttime, like 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern, because the moon will approach a conjunction with the North Node in Chiron. So there might be some insecurities that are being brought up on Monday evening, Monday night, or you could just feel a bit anxious or unsettled. It may be that you're wanting to heal some type of insecurity or get to the root of certain feelings and like look at why are they coming up. So yeah, if you do have difficult interactions with people or internally, you're not feeling the most calm on Monday night, know that that will pass as we head into the rest of the week. And if you're in time zones ahead, you may feel this kind of tricky energy throughout your Tuesday morning. Also on Monday, a big transit that's happening is that Venus is moving into Pisces in the afternoon on Monday. So Venus will be in Pisces for a little under a month until April 4th. Pisces is personally a great sign for Venus to be in. This is the sign of its exaltation, which basically means that when Venus is in this sign, it's easier to tap into Venus's potential for beauty and creativity and compassion and connecting with people. However, Venus in Pisces is very much a rose-colored glasses transit. So you may find it harder to face the reality of a relationship or your financial situation, because don't forget, Venus rules money and finance too. So you may find that you're spending way more money or kind of just freely buying things without tracking where it's all going for the next few weeks. So try to be mindful of that. And if you are single and dating, be wary of overly romanticizing your future with someone or putting the other person on a pedestal. That's a huge Venus in Pisces thing. Also trying to like fix or save people or take on other people's problems and make them your own. Or if like you're dating someone and you're like, well, they just have to fix this and then they'll be great. No, like you need to look at who is this person right in front of you and is that someone you want to be with? On a more positive note, if you are in a solid relationship, you may find that you're wanting to have more romance with your partner, or you could find it easier to be compassionate and giving towards your friend or loved ones. Just try to make sure that you're giving to the right people over the next few weeks and also to yourself. Just with Pisces in general, it's you kind of overextend your energy to help other people when really you need to take a step back and be like, wait, why can't I give this own energy to myself sometimes? If you are working on something creative over the next few weeks, you may find yourself getting more into the flow there or being extra creatively inspired. Venus in Pisces is great for that. I also think of, going back to the relationship theme, I think of like the hopeless romantic or really wanting a fairy tale happy ending as a Venus in Pisces trait. So if you are in a relationship again, maybe you're expecting your partner to do these bigger romantic gestures for you. And that's great. Like I wouldn't, if you're dating and you're not finding that and that's something you really want, don't lower your standards. Like just be open about, I want greater romance with someone I'm seeing. Also as a side note, because Venus is associated with like what you're interested in and these hobbies you like to do on your own time, there may be a greater interest in Pisces related things. So spirituality, mysticism, like astrology would fall into this, or like meditation or manifestation, hobbies like that. Or you could want to read like romance books or watch heartfelt rom-com movies. Like it could be something as simple and little as that. I recently put two and two together. There's been this huge surge of people wanting to read romance novels and like the author like Emily Henry, for instance, becoming huge with her books in the last couple of years. That perfectly coincided with Jupiter being in Pisces throughout 2021 and 2022, this huge surge of interest in romance novels. So I wanted to tie that back into Pisces related themes that are likely going on right now and how that's, it's such a fun like pop culture moment that you can literally see the astrology there so clearly. Okay, moving on to Tuesday, March 12th, the moon is still in Aries all day. So Aries moon keywords that we went over, like wanting to initiate, having more energy or being quick to make decisions or slightly being impatient, that will all still apply for Tuesday. Tuesday won't have as much momentum as Monday had because the moon isn't making as many aspects to other planets. So I wouldn't try to reach out or initiate as much on Tuesday as you may want to do on Monday. Tuesday I would use for moving ahead with work that has already been started. So really, if we're looking at like all of this week, I would try to schedule any important emails or meetings on either Monday or Wednesday. And we'll see in a second why Wednesday is important for that type of outreach too. Tuesday is just, the moon's floating there at the end degrees of Aries. The exception would be for time zones ahead. If you're in Europe, Asia, et cetera, the moon will be sextile to Mars in Aquarius throughout a large part of your Tuesday. So you likely will have more going on than those of us in America. So what I just said may not apply to you. And it's like, you may feel like you do have a lot of energy backing whatever you're initiating and working on Tuesday. Around 9 p.m. Eastern though, the moon will move out of Aries into Taurus. So Tuesday night, I expect to be a lot more relaxing if you were a little emotionally worked up or impatient the last couple of days. Tuesday night would be a great night to stay in and engage in calming activities. Maybe you want to watch a movie you've been dying to see. Overall, the key theme will be don't be afraid to be lazy and really prioritize taking care of your body and engaging in hobbies and interests that allow you to calm down and just feel more connected to yourself. The exception to this is the moon will come into a square with Pluto in Aquarius on Tuesday night. So there may be a bit of needing to release your control over a situation or maybe encountering a bit of power dynamics in a relationship and kind of flipping your mindset from I need this specific outcome to happen to I'm trusting that everything will take care of itself as it should. So that might be something that's coming up on Tuesday night too. Okay, now we're to Wednesday, March 13th. This is a very pleasant day of the week, one of my favorite days of this week that I'm seeing so far. The moon will be in Taurus all day, applying to a conjunction with Jupiter in this sign. So really, you'll probably feel more grounded and patient, and you'll just have a willingness to complete the practical tasks in front of you and make good progress at work or other responsibilities you've been given recently. You may also be having an educational experience because Jupiter's involved here. So maybe there's some quick learning that's going on at your job, or you're carving out time to read a good book or listen to a podcast on a topic you're really passionate about, or maybe you're reading a long form article, just feeling like there's these little activities or interests that are coming up, nothing too major where you might be shifting your opinions or your beliefs and opening your mind up to different ways of thinking throughout Wednesday. You could feel more connected to your sense of spirituality too. So maybe you have a really good morning meditation or journaling's coming more easily to you on Wednesday. Or maybe you have an aha moment about something in astrology you've been trying to learn about. Outside of like this Jupiter conjunction, Taurus moon keywords to keep in mind in general over the next couple of days while the moon is in this sign would be prioritizing the connection you have to your physical body. So doing activities that get you out of your mind and more connected to the present moment and the world around you. So think arts and crafts, walking outside, cooking. You may also want to shop or like go to a museum. Seeing things that are beautiful and that you can appreciate. And that's not shallow. It's like that stuff inspires you in your everyday life. And really focusing on stopping to appreciate the little moments and overall beauty. Wednesday is really about slowing down, enjoying life, and feeling more present and grounded. Moving on to Thursday, March 14th, the moon is still in Taurus all day. So these Taurus moon keywords we just went over will still apply to all day on Thursday. However, early in the morning on Thursday, like right around 6 a.m. Eastern, the moon will conjunct Uranus in Taurus. So if anyone is up that early, or especially if you're in time zones ahead, you'll feel the moon-Uranus conjunction a lot more. This may leave you feeling a bit unsettled, anxious, or like I need to change up some aspect of my routine this day, or just not feeling as, it's harder to relax throughout Thursday. That may apply to you. But mainly this energy will have faded out by the time most of us are starting our work days in America. Really for Thursday, again, like kind of similar to Tuesday, it's a calmer day overall. Like the moon is not making a ton of aspects to other planets. It sextiles the sun and Neptune in Pisces throughout the day, which is pleasant. And that's great for having good interactions with people. Or again, like we're dealing with two very creative signs, like the moon is in this Venus ruled sign Taurus, and then the sun and Neptune being in Pisces, like it's a good day to continue any progress you're making on something creative or finding ways to inject your creative point of view into your job. And when I use that term creative, it literally doesn't mean you need to like pick up a paintbrush and do some sort of hobby like that. It's just about how can you think outside of the box and come up with some fun ideas at your job or finding ways to inject more of your point of view into whatever you're working on at the moment. But going back to Thursday, it may feel that nothing is super urgent or pressing on this day, and you're able to just go about your tasks in a more relaxed manner, especially because that, remember, the moon Uranus clears in the morning. So the rest of the day, the moon is floating through those later degrees of Taurus. Okay, now we're to Friday, March 15th. The moon is in Gemini all day, finally making a lot of aspects to other planets. Friday's going to be busy, which is annoying because it's like, why couldn't we have this busier energy when it was earlier on in the week? Because most people want to get into their weekend. But yeah, we have the moon in Gemini squaring Venus and Saturn in Pisces and sextiling Mercury in Aries all day. So how I view this is that there might be numerous tasks you have to complete before you can take time off for the weekend, or you may encounter some setbacks or delays with whatever you're working on, or you could feel frustrated, like I'm putting in all this effort and it's taking too long to happen, or that there's just too much on your plate at once and Friday is kind of frantic in trying to get through your to-do list and complete it all. It may also be that you're busy doing outreach to people, or you could have friends messaging you and you didn't anticipate that. So stay open to social plans popping up throughout Friday. That moon Mercury aspect particularly is a lot about having connection and wanting to converse with people and share ideas and get excited about connecting with your friends. However, keep in mind, because Saturn is involved here, the moon applying to a square with Saturn throughout Friday, if you do have something planned with friends, maybe anticipate having a bit of an annoyance or a delay that comes up, or maybe you have back-to-back plans at once, or like work is running kind of late and you have to rush to meet someone, and just feeling like maybe you're pulled in a lot of different directions, or really needing to look at what is most important for me to spend my time and energy on Friday, because you can't stress yourself out that much and spread yourself too thin. If you are staying in on Friday and no one's reaching out and none of this is applying, maybe try to do some type of productive activity or a hobby or interest you've kept putting off. So instead of vegging out, watching reality TV, maybe you want to try watching a documentary, or maybe you finally decide to get around to cleaning out your closet on Friday night. Just anything that requires a bit more attention and effort on your part, maybe asking for you to engage in that on Friday. Then we're to Saturday, March 16th. The moon is still in Gemini all day. Gemini moon keywords to keep in mind for Saturday, because I don't think I really went over a lot of Gemini moon keywords for Friday, but here we go. This will apply to both Friday and Saturday. Would be a lot about following wherever your curiosity takes you, maybe wanting to dabble in several different interests at once. There could be travel going on, or simply exploring a new part of your city. Again, you may have a desire to connect with people, like wanting to share ideas, have stimulating conversations, finding ways to keep your mind occupied. So if there is any communication-based work you need to accomplish, like writing or putting out social media content or brainstorming ideas for work, I know it's the weekend here, but you may find like some time and energy to be a bit productive with those types of things. Later on Saturday, the moon will get closer to both a trine with Mars in Aquarius, and then a square to the Sun and Neptune in Pisces. This is a really dynamic energy. It will have you like wanting to get out of the house and do activities. However, it could be that there's something a bit frustrating going on, or you're easily irritated by people. And this is kind of backed up by another challenging transit that's taking place throughout Saturday and Sunday as well, which is the Sun coming into a conjunction with Neptune in Pisces. Honestly, this transit's kind of similar to a Mercury retrograde for a couple days. So if you feel similar vibes, that's the Sun coming into contact with Neptune. It tends to bring up a lot of confusion or uncertainty regarding what your next steps need to be. There could be unclear communication with people, especially because this Sun-Neptune aspect is being triggered by the Moon in Gemini. So be careful about how text messages come across, maybe wanting to have important conversations in person, just being very mindful of how you're communicating with others and how you might want to improve upon the way you speak in your relationships. Also, Sun-Neptune, the kind of more challenging aspect of this is it tends to have you comparing yourself to other people more than usual, or feelings of self-doubt, like, am I on the right path? Am I doing the right thing? Kind of questioning yourself, that might come up. I always find when planets aspect Neptune, especially the Sun here, try to turn to a spiritual or creative activity to feel more at peace. So focus on what's within your control. Like, how can you wake up on Saturday and Sunday and have a solid morning routine to set you up for success and to feel better about yourself, rather than jumping on social media and seeing people on vacation and you wishing that you had their life instead of your own? So yeah, try to do things that bring you happiness and that allow you to feel connected to some type of artistic flow or something bigger than yourself. Then we're wrapping the week up on Sunday, March 17th. Finally, we're getting some peace and calm after the frantic Moon in Gemini energy that was going on throughout Friday and Saturday. The Moon moves into Cancer right around 6 a.m. Eastern. So this may help you to feel more secure and in touch with your emotions. You may not feel as anxious if that was something that was going on in the couple days before Sunday. The Moon will also be trining Venus in Pisces. This is such a good aspect, and it might be that you're gaining insight into why you're feeling a certain way, or you're engaging in some type of calming self-care activity. If you are seeing people on Sunday, you may find that your conversations with them have more depth and emotion, and it could be easier to cut to the chase and really communicate on a more meaningful level. The Sun-Neptune aspect we went over a couple minutes ago that tied into maybe having feelings of self-doubt or comparison or being very sensitive and easily emotional, that will likely still apply to Sunday because the two planets remain very close together still. But the Sun is beginning to separate a bit from Neptune. So it may not feel as heavy or as confusing as interactions and communication with people was on Saturday, or like if you were super emotional on Saturday, maybe it's you're gaining insight into those emotions and feeling less stressed out about them on Sunday. Overall, Sunday is perfect for calm activities, keeping more to yourself, and just practicing having greater self-compassion and love. That sounds so cliche and cheesy, but if there are little activities you like to do by yourself and which bring you a sense of peace, definitely plan to do those things on Sunday. Just really take it easy. Don't push yourself to do too much on this day. Okay, that is it for this week. I will see you guys back here next Monday for the next forecast. And as a reminder, if you're liking this content, you're enjoying these podcasts, all of my in-depth astrology teachings are over on Substack. The link is in the show notes. If you want to go deep on understanding transits, solar returns, other natal placements in your chart, or prediction techniques, I do that all over on Substack. So make sure you are subscribed there. Okay, I hope everyone has a great week. See you next time.